Okay, I want to welcome you here to this broadcast. This is Clear Focus Evangelism. I've called it Evangelism Maps, if you will. I'm going to take my earphones off for just a second. Might help me listen a little better, so I don't have to hear my own microphone. And while I'm talking, if somebody joins me in here, then I'll go ahead at that time and put it back on. I'm Doug Hammett, as I said, with PurposeCoachingBlog.com. If you want to take a look at me over there, you can figure out a little bit more about me, about my ministry, and what all's going on. I'm here for the purpose of introducing Clear Focus Evangelism Workshop and what we're going to be doing over a matter of weeks here, working through the Clear Focus Evangelism material. I'm assuming many of you have watched that webinar. If you have not done that, please contact me. I'll send you a link so you can get to it right away. But you'll want to check up on that in order to know what we're doing. We want to talk also about the BEST model, B-E-S-T, today. And I want to share with you a little bit about how that works, because it is really how this came about and can be used in ministry and life itself. So we'll talk more about that. Well, you might want to know who I am, first of all. My name is Doug Hammett, from the United States originally, and 37 years in the ministry there in the States, starting churches, pastoring churches, the last 23 years at Lehigh Valley Baptist Church as pastor in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. And then in 2010, my church sent me here to Africa, and for the purpose of being a passionary. I'll tell you about that in just a little bit, how that name came about, kind of a strange one, if you will. But I'm located here in Botswana right now. Not sure how long, depending on what happens with immigration status here. But we are in Africa serving here, and a major reason why we came here. But we'll save all that for a moment. Now, let me apologize to those of you that were watching for a notice about this first webinar, when it was going to take place. I'm very sorry I did not get one out. The goal was this last weekend, to end the survey. We took a survey to find out when the best days would be for people to meet. Also, whether people would be better off live or whether they wanted a recorded webinar. And then whether folks wanted audio or a video. And having gotten all that information together, Monday, my intention was to send out an email blast right away, let everybody know when we were going to do it. However, we had some power outages here. We had some internet outages going on, and we had, on top of that, we had thunderstorms, lightning, and everything else going on. And so Monday I was unable to do that. Again, Tuesday it was happening, and so I opted to give it a shot for today, but not knowing whether or not it was going to work. This is a Thursday. Not knowing whether our weather was going to cooperate or anything, I decided what I'd do is just record this first session and plan for our first session live, where people can interact more with me. That will actually be on Monday, and I will be getting an email blast out to folks so that they can get signed up and be able to participate if they'd like. And I really do encourage that. I'd like for you to do that. The Clear Focus Evangelism Webinar. Well, let me tell you how all this came about, if I may, just real quickly. It came about because of my concern for the quality of evangelism that I was doing back in the 70s. I was pastoring a church, my first full-time church there, and when I took that church, I began to go out and do what I had read in books and heard about on tapes, and tried the salesman approach, the typical car salesman type thing, which is totally against my nature, just not where I'm at all. But though I was uncomfortable with it, I thought that must be the way to do it. That's what some of the big preachers were touting at that time. So I went out and gave it a try. Each month I'd have an average of about 10 people making professions at the door. At the end of a year, not one single person made a profession of faith got saved. That was a problem, a real problem for me. And I began to realize something is wrong. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it had to be in the approach. And I began to make some major changes in my approach to people, and began to work at things. That's where the BEST model came in, and I'll talk to you more about that here in just a little bit. But this discussion here, if you will, that's going on in this workshop right now, and I do want it to be a discussion, not just me talking and lipping on, if you will. I want to share what I've got, and I hope that what I've learned will be of some help. But I don't feel like I've arrived. I don't feel like I've got everything figured out. In the early days, I mean, wow, we were having professions, but nobody showing up at church. Now, that's not exactly the idea that a pastor wants to be seen take place. And so I began to try to filter through that, and I began to change my approach, and eventually got to where about 10% of those making professions were coming to church. I felt better about that, but I wasn't happy with it at all. And began to work my way through it until in the 80s, late 80s into the 90s and 2000s, I've developed a system of how I was dealing with people that actually was bringing in about 80% of the people making professions would wind up in church, and 1 year later, 90% of those that came to church would still be active in church serving the Lord. Now, that was something that I could live with a whole lot better. Then when I came here to Africa, I began to experience that 10% rule again, and it began to really bother me, and I went to work immediately on it. I knew there was a way to connect, and we were able to build a system here that seems to be working very well, and I think that the system we've built and what we've learned can have application, not the full answer everywhere else. No one way is going to work everywhere, but I do believe that it has application. I believe that it can help around the world, and I especially want missionaries to be able to be involved. Hence, we've started these workshops. The workshops, now here's what I'm envisioning, about 30 minutes a week where I'll come online, and the first 10-15 minutes will just be me sharing some maps, if you will, evangelism maps that will be very practical and helpful in the business of evangelism, and especially in presenting the gospel. That's where we want to head with all of this. Now, in those workshops, my goal is that I want to be able to take about 10 to 15 minutes, as I said, and share some maps. And then the rest of the time will either be spent interviewing someone. I'd love to have some pastors and some missionaries who are passionate about this subject to get online with me and discuss some of these things a little bit. I'd like to get some input, because no doubt there are areas that I can grow in, and I want to hear back from you. And so maybe the input for you is going to be sending me an email. Maybe it's going to be getting on these webinars, these workshops, and talking with me. Either way, doesn't matter. I really would like the human interaction, but if we can't get that, an email certainly is better. And if you want to send an email, there's my address right there at the bottom. You can just drop me an email, and I'll be glad to respond, and we'll try to put questions and answers into all of this. Now, why are we doing this? Well, here's the real reason, okay? When I first got saved, I didn't grow up in a Bible-believing church, and I didn't grow up with a Bible education behind me. I didn't grow up as a born-again Christian, and didn't know anything about that until I got saved in my late teen years, and God transformed my life. I didn't know anything, but I knew this. What God had done for me, I wanted Him to do in other people's lives as well. Our preacher began to preach about, you ought to be a witness, you ought to tell people. I had no idea what to do, but I soon got out there and gave it a try anyway, and did what I could do, and through that, God worked in my heart, put a burden on my heart to want to be able to preach the gospel. He called me to preach, and I wound up a preacher. I mean, what a change, and God was, He's just been so good to me, and then through all of that, I've been passionate through the years at the business of reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so in 2010, when my church sent me here to Africa, I had been called a pastor all those years, 37 years, and people started saying, what do we call you? You're going to be a missionary. Do you want to be called missionary? I don't know. I don't know that I really like that term. It's not a Bible term as such. Pastor is a Bible term, but I'm not a pastor on the field. I am a missionary, and the Bible term for what I do really is an evangelist, as I see it in Scripture. But the term was suggested and kind of stuck, a passionary. I'm passionate, and I'm a missionary, and I was a pastor, if you will, so passionary I am. And thus, this particular workshop and the Clear Focus Evangelism is all coming out of that passion that I have to not only be able to win people to Christ myself, but to be able to reproduce it in others, to pass it on to others. We've trained a number of men. We've brought Americans over here, trained them, worked with them to try to make them better soul winners. I've worked with a number of Africans here, and we're seeing some great success in some ways with their lives. They're reaching out to their people. I've been able to reproduce that, and their method of evangelism is modeling mine. Mine, I want to improve so that theirs will be better as well. And so that's the why in all of this. And I hope that if you're passionate about it as well, if you're an independent Baptist preacher, if you're a missionary especially, then this really ought to concern you. And if it doesn't, or if you're not an independent Baptist and maybe you're not interested, just shut me off and go on and find something else to watch on YouTube. But if you're concerned about reaching people with the gospel, having genuine conversions that last, people's lives that are transformed, then I think some of the things that I've got to share with you and some of the things we'll discuss along the way will be of some value. Now, when are we going to do these workshops? Well, I cannot set a date and say, this is it, cut in stone. We have problems, first of all, with electricity here. Second of all, with internet connection. We never know when it's going to be up and down. And then we have a problem from time to time, and this is the season that just started this week, thunderstorms, and we don't have one tonight, thankfully, and so I'm able to hop online. However, from your feedback, what I got was most of the people, 51, just over 51% of the folks, really want a recorded session, and they're not able to make it at any of the times specified. I understand that, and so we're gonna do our best to be able to record things and make sure that those recordings are available. Now, in those recordings, there were a small percentage, I think 15% of the people, who said we'd really like to have audio instead of video. Now, you might say, well, I'll bet he isn't going to do that. You better believe I am, because I have a sneaking suspicion that those that want the audio are probably missionaries who have problems with internet connections like I do. And in that case, I want missionaries involved in this. I really need their feedback. So I'm going to provide that audio, and I hope that if you're getting that audio, you'll drop us an email at pdhammett, H-A-M-M-E-T-T, at gmail.com. Drop me an email from time to time. Give me some feedback so that I can at least get you involved there, and maybe we can figure out a way to even do an audio call between you and me and be able to get your input that way if video is a challenge for you. Then of those, I think it was like 48%, 49%, who said that they could attend a video workshop like this. The best time was Monday or Tuesday. Thursday was okay, but it was better than Wednesday. Wednesday is absolutely the worst, and I understand that because of church services, but Monday and Tuesday are the very best. So I'm going to be trying to stay to a Monday-Tuesday schedule as much as possible, and if something happens that I can't do that, then I'll try to bounce to a Thursday, and worst case scenario, just do a video like this and post it up so that people can at least get that. So we'll try to stay up with this and work our way through it. I'm not exactly sure how long this is going to take, how many sessions we're going to have to do. A lot of that will depend upon your feedback, but I do think I've got some things that maybe I can share that will be of some value. So in this, I'm going to be sharing some things, and in a moment I'm going to come to that best model and share it with you here. But then we're also going to do some interviews. I'd like to get some missionaries on here. I'd like to talk to you about some of your approaches and some of the things that you're seeing and some discussion going on. Pastors as well, pastors that are grappling with the issue, how to give the gospel in the best manner. Some of your feedback could be invaluable. And then there are men who have been on both sides of the coin, like me, like Larry Adkison and others that I know, that have been missionaries and have been pastors, and I really would value your input in these things. But then at the end, I'll also be covering some questions and answers. Maybe you've got some questions you'd like to throw my way about evangelism, and might be a little wider scale type thing than what we're addressing at that particular workshop, but that's okay. I'd be glad to bite some of those off, and if I can, answer some, or at least estimate a guess for you. And maybe you've got some ministry issues, and I've got over 40 years now in the ministry, so I'd be glad to give you some input on ministry questions that you might have, so you can drop those to me and we can kind of cover some of those. Well, let's talk about the best model if we can for just a moment. Now, when it comes to the issue of evangelism, I began to say, all right, what's happening is not good enough. I can't quit what I'm doing completely. I want to be reaching people, but I want to be improving. How do I go about that? Now, this has application in a number of areas of ministry, and so you can use this same model. But the first thing that takes place is what I call brainstorm. Now, what in the world is brainstorm? Well, it's really quite simple, my friend. To brainstorm is to sit down with absolutely no filters, no barriers, no restraints, no limits, and to begin to put, I used to use a whiteboard an awful lot. I still do. Sometimes I'd use paper, and I'd just begin to list everything I could possibly think of without any qualifications to it. A lot of it I'm going to throw out, I know that, but some of those ideas will actually come up with other ways. And for instance, one time at Lehigh Valley, we were saying, how can we reach more people with that introductory message to make them want more? And so I got a group of men together. I think there were, I don't remember, 20, 25 men. And we all got in a room. And when we came out, we had 64 ways that we could take and distribute the gospel throughout the valley. And some of those, many of those, were not real workable ways. Some of them cost money. Many of them were free ways that we could get the gospel out. And some of them were ways that we began to implement right away. And we began to see ourselves contacting people in ways we had never imagined before because of that brainstorming. However, there's a second part, and that is the E. You must then go to evaluate. Just because you've come up with an idea, an off-the-wall idea maybe, a crazy idea maybe, all right, but then you need to filter it. You've got to evaluate. You've got to begin to say, okay, what are the criteria by which we judge this? And on Monday next week, when we have our next workshop, I'm going to share with you one of the best filters I've ever come up with. I use in our ministry here all the time, use it in our ministry back in the U.S., and I think is very applicable and could change the way you approach evaluating things. So don't miss that particular formula, if you will. But the model we're talking about right now is the BEST model, and the E stands for evaluation. You begin to evaluate, and you ask questions about the different ideas that you brainstormed. Does this seem like something we can afford? Maybe money would be a limit. Does this seem like something we have the manpower for? Does this seem like something that would produce the best results? Which two or three or five things should we maybe concentrate on and set the others aside as a resource to draw on at a later time? And so we begin to evaluate. Then once we evaluate, that's where we begin to go to select. And I guess I've already kind of done that when I said to you, we filter it down to two or three things and put the others on the back burner. And I really do think that it's better to concentrate on one, two, or three things rather than concentrate on a myriad of things and not be able to carry them out well. Now, when I say that, sometimes I get my fingers in the pie way too much, and I bite off more than I can chew. Some of you know that about me. I get involved and maybe too much so. And now that I'm getting up in years, I'm going to have to slow down a little bit and pull myself back maybe. But we've got to select. We've got to narrow our focus in this business of evangelism as to what will work and begin to work with that. Which brings us to the T, which is very simply begin to test. This is one of the reasons that I moved here to Africa. I knew I wanted to get material that could radically transform missions in Africa. I see Africa as a great seedbed that needs to be reached. With a Muslim population coming in, we've got to do something and do it quickly. At the same time, I think the model of what we have seen, by and large, often is not as effective as missionaries want it to be. Missionaries I've talked to are always saying, you know, I wish we could be more effective. I wish we could speed the process up. My desire is to see that process sped up, but the quality turned up as well, because that seems to be one of the big stumbling blocks here in Africa, that lots of professions, but people that follow through seem to be slim. And so my goal was to figure out, how can we do that? So knowing that, I said, if I stay in America, I can write material, and I've written a lot of material through my years, but my material isn't necessarily going to connect for Africans. Wow, am I shocked today to actually say to you, every day is a learning experience for me. I'm testing things. Even this last couple of weeks, I've come up with a new approach in the business of teaching the men scripture that has just really exploded our efforts, and I think holds a lot of promise in being able to teach them how to study and teach them how to teach as well the Word of God. And I'm really excited about that. We've been developing that just a little bit. Maybe I'll say more about that at a later time. But right now, what I'm saying is that this very model, the best model, is the model that I use today. It starts with, let me pull that thing back so you can see it. It starts with the brainstorm, and then we go to evaluate. And then we must select one or two of those things, maybe three, and then we begin going about testing, and maybe we can say tweaking here, because what we want to do is improve on what we're doing and improve that over time. And so this workshop really is a matter of evaluating, getting some other minds in on what I'm doing, and not getting boxed into just what I'm thinking, because there's a lot of missionaries and a lot of preachers who have some great ideas and probably some criticism that would come across well and be helpful, and maybe some ideas. And this is what I'm really looking for, ideas that could change what I'm doing a little, tweak it so that you can take what I've got and build off of my back going higher. Yeah, that's our goal in all of this. That's my goal, and that's why I'm inviting you to be a part of all of this. So I thank you so much for coming on and watching this video. The future videos, the workshops, are going to be done live, and those of you that can join me, I really would appreciate it if you would. This one will be posted, as will the others. They'll be on my blog. If you go to my blog at purposedcoachingblog.com/workshop, that'll take you right to the page, and everything will be listed there, and we will also have an audio of this particular workshop. That audio will be there that you can download and listen to. It's going to take me a little while to get that process worked out and get it uploaded there for you, but I will get that available quite soon. So I appreciate you joining. This again is Doug Hammett from PurposeCoachingBlog.com, and we're here talking about Clear Focus Evangelism. This is the kickoff webinar, if you will, the kickoff workshop, where I'm telling you about how we're going to be working all of this out going forward. And our next webinar will be on a Monday afternoon in the United States, 2:30 Eastern Time. And with the time change and everything, it'll still be 2:30. That'll be our plan. And Lord willing, if the power doesn't go out and the internet doesn't go out, I'll be able to get online and be able to do this. So Lord willing, we'll be able to do that. Grab hold of that best model. Think about that a little bit and see if you can't use it, if it won't be of some help to you. I appreciate so much you being here, being a part of this, and you pray for me. I'll be praying for those of you that drop me a line, let me know that you're listening and watching and a part of this. We'll pray for one another that God will do a great job in evangelism, and we'll see not only people making professions, but we'll see people that are genuinely converted, that we don't have to spend all the time trying to get to follow us. So, God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me. See you on Monday.